Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. I am back. Today is January 16th, 2025. Welcome to all of you jumping in the United States and around the world. So happy to have all of you with us tonight. I'm going to say hi to some people. I'm going to open up in prayer. I'm going to give you an update on Chris first and foremost. Esther is here with me. She's taking her official spot. And we have a lot to talk about tonight. So let me see who's jumping on as people are coming on in this nation and across the globe. Hello in Indiana. God bless you. Welcome. Very happy to have you with us. Let's see who else is coming on. Oklahoma City. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Missouri. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us as well. Oh, let's see. I see Attleboro, Massachusetts. Well, I'm in Taxa-York, so I understand exactly what you're talking about. God bless you. Happy to have you with us. Yep, I'm gonna give an update on Chris in a few minutes here. Praise the Lord. Let's see who else is coming. I see a lot of here we goes. Yep, here we go is right. Buckle up is absolutely right as well. Let's see who else is coming on. Tell me where you're coming on from. Bismarck, North Dakota. Yep. Snow. Yep. We got snow here tonight coming too. So the two of us here on opposite sides almost of the nation. Ontario, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors and friends in Canada. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Anchorage, Alaska. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Pennsylvania as well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Well, Chicago, God bless you. I hear their deep dish pizza, by the way, is delicious. I don't know if I've ever had like official Chicago deep dish pizza, but I hear it's delicious. Illinois, God bless you. Very happy to have you as well. Welcome everybody jumping in. Australia, hello to our friends across the globe in Australia. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. New Jersey, our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. Very happy to have you with us. South Carolina as well. Mesa, Arizona. God bless you. God bless you. In Georgia, I see you as well. Missouri, Orange County, California. Esther has just sat up. Arkansas as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us as well. I see Colorado, a couple of them coming in. Texas. God bless all of our viewers in Texas. Love our viewers in Texas. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hello to our wonderful friends in Tulsa. Very happy to have you with us. And hello to everybody else coming in the United States and around the world. I see Long Island as well. Very happy to have you with us down there in the city. God bless you. Pennsylvania as well. Hello, hello to you. God bless you. Albuquerque, New Mexico, I see. God bless you. Romania. Hello to our wonderful friends in Romania watching tonight, as well as our moderators and Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer in a minute here as this one jumps down. And she's off, people. Esther's off on her next adventure. I'm going to open up in prayer. I'm going to give you an update on Chris. Hopefully, he's going to make a video tomorrow. He really wants to make a short video thanking everybody for all the prayer and support. So we're probably going to do that tomorrow. He's sleeping right now. If he wakes up, you never know. He might come down and make a cameo. Open up a prayer. Give you an update on Chris. And then as well, what we are going to do is we are going to go over some things tonight. We're going to go over some things and we are going to, we have a lot to get into. So we're just starting. So let's open up in prayer. And in just a moment here, Dr. Sherwood's texting, by the way, checking on Chris. So that's very sweet of him. He just came in on text. Okay. I'm just texting. We have a guest coming on at the end. And then I'll open up in prayer. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's get into it. And we will break down prophetically what is happening. Because I put it's a time of eviction and conviction. We will get into that as well. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. Father, we praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise through your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. Father God, we just praise you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you that when Christ was on the cross and he said, "It is finished," he purchased us, he redeemed us, he reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And then he miraculously rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall, the power of your presence move. Let your glory, your power, your authority, your truth saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor, Lord, and minister to those, Father God, who are watching tonight, Father. Lord, order our steps tonight, Father God. Order my words, Lord, as we go forth. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power. Father, we just invite you, Father God, in, Lord. We just praise you, Father God, Lord, that every breath is from you, Father God, Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God, that we are the dust of the earth without your spirit breathed into us, Father. Lord, we ask you send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and visions right now, Lord, to surround the skies, the land, the perimeter, the property above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, that your weapons of war in the name of Jesus Christ would be released to destroy the works of darkness and iniquity in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, I just praise you, Father God, and thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, witchcraft, spell, incantation, slander, harm, sabotage, distraction. Father, let it be dismantled and destroyed by the holy fire of God, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, canceled, and cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You're the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we praise you and we thank you tonight. You are holy. You are righteous. You sit on the highest throne. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You judge righteously, Father God, and we praise you for that, Lord. Father, we just continue to intercede, Father, for the people of Iran tonight, Father God. Lord, that your warring army is there, Father God, that people, Lord, are having encounters with Jesus Christ in the midst of what is happening, Father God, that the underground church is being protected as their prayers and their prophecies go into the soil of that nation and shake it and shake its foundations and sift it and overturn it, Father God. Lord, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, Lord, for the church around the world right now that is being persecuted, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that you're an ever-present help in times of trouble and you are coming to their aid. You are coming to their defense. You are dismantling and destroying by fire the works of darkness and iniquity, Father God. And we just thank you in this time, Father God, that you are evicting the enemy from his territory and bringing convictions, Father God, on his agents, Father, that have so attempted to help him in his schemes. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to give you an update on Chris, and then we are going to get into tonight, because there's a lot going on worldwide. There's a lot of strange things happening too, prophetically, that I want to talk about as well. So we're going to talk about Iran, but we're also going to talk about something else that happened in Minnesota. I've got prophecy to go over as well. I've also got some things to talk about, not only when it comes to prayer, but something that Candace Owens said that is a teachable moment to be able to teach discernment to the people. And we're going to go over that too. So let me talk about Chris briefly, because many of you know that on Saturday, Chris was admitted on emergency to the hospital. I had to call 911. He was having continuous seizures that were not breaking, and he was taken by ambulance to Vassar Brothers Medical Center, and he was admitted there, and he stayed there for 5 days. He was in the ICU part of that because the medical team was having trouble breaking the seizures. So the only thing I knew how to do was go public and ask for prayer and get corporate prayer in agreement going after the attack that was happening. And so they finally did break the seizures after adding a fourth seizure medication. He's now on four seizure medications. He's quite frustrated. So please pray for him because it's a lot of medication to be on. We saw his neurologist today. They did rearrange it slightly, so he takes a little more at night and he'll sleep it off, so then he's more awake during the day. That adjustment was made today. He came home late Wednesday night. I have to tell you, our staff has been amazing through this. Our entire staff has been working overtime, helping out, coming up to the hospital, bringing us things we needed. I mean, the staff really rallied around us, and I am so grateful for that, because we really needed that in that time. I was doing 12-hour days because I had to get to the hospital early to meet the doctors in order to speak with them. Chris would have me there all day for whatever was going on. But the seizures have broken. Praise the Lord. He has not had a seizure, to my knowledge, or what can I can see, since he has been home. We praise the Lord for that. He is going to get an outpatient EEG. They are going to check to make sure there is no more seizure activity going on. And for now, he has to stay on all four seizure medications. And if he's good for a month, the doctor said she might start to lower it for him. So that's what she told him today. And just pray for the left side of his brain, because they did an MRI and they looked at the damage from the original injury of what happened 7 years ago. And they said that the damage to the left side of his brain is quite extensive. So we need the Lord to heal that, because there's no medication that can heal that damage. That is Almighty God and his intervention that we need. So just continue to pray for him. We will probably do a video tomorrow thanking everybody for all the prayer and support and just sharing the posts and just standing with us in agreement and really going to war with us in the middle of this. I feel like I've been to war. In the midst of what's happening in the earth, the enemy is very angry right now. He's very angry at the fall of territories that he has held for decades. He's angry at the sifting of nations. He's angry that there is a resistance mounting against his interests. And so we are watching, it's almost like watching a wounded animal, that has no other options but to attack. And so this is why we have to be sober-minded and vigilant, and we have to understand, and I will get into this in a little while, when we are praying, we are not just praying, we are legislating. There's a difference, and I'm going to get into that for you. But to get in prophetically first, what we have to talk about, this is a time of evictions and convictions. And why did I title it that? Well, an eviction is a court-ordered removal of a tenant from a property where they reside. So it's a court-ordered removal, and those are going out from the highest court, which is the Lord's court, and it's going into not only family lines, it's going into lines of leadership of nations, it's going into nations, the time of eviction, because the wages come due for the continued peddling of the enemy's plans. And then you have a conviction, which is an active process of finding a person guilty of a crime in a court of law. It's also to be made painfully aware of what you're doing you shouldn't be doing, like when the Holy Spirit is convicting you of something to try to stop you from continuing to do that behavior, action, etc. So you've got removal by conviction, and then we have removal by conviction, and we have the Lord's conviction entering situations, households, leaderships, nations, and beginning to bear the weight down in order to cause what is decayed and condemned to buckle. And when we look back at the book of Daniel, and it says, "Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided, and with that division comes an eviction." We are watching this unfold in Iran. We're going to watch it unfold in England soon. We are watching it unfold in parts of this nation right now. We are watching this unfold. It's going from family lines all the way up to the highest leadership in the land. So to show you this, we're going to put up the first article here from Fox News and talk about what's going on here, because this is very interesting. It's like the deeper they dig in Minnesota, the more they are going to find. And so it says, the article says, unearthed, remember that word, filing shows top teachers unions funneling millions to far left organizations under social justice unionism. A nonpartisan watchdog calls the filing completely divorced from the union's purpose. Basically, the union is taking their funds, and instead of using it appropriately, these teachers' unions, they are funneling it and laundering it to far-left organizations. One of the nation's most prominent teacher unions funneled millions of dollars in union funds to far-left activist groups, ballot initiatives, and social justice organizations, according to federal labor filings. Now, there was a word from the Lord back May 29th, 2025, global judgment at the altar of pride. And this is an excerpt from that word. "Intercede and pray, my children, for that multi-headed beast shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation. It has attempted to set up its throne and exalt itself," says the Lord. "The crash capital shall be loud," says the Lord, "and the leaders of each head will be struck in this time, and there shall be many scandalous falls and a stripping of the facade that they so put forth," says the Lord. "Their money laundering shall be exposed," says the Lord, "for they have made covenants with other nations that seek to destroy America to launder money through their organizations. This will be sobering," says the Lord. "The exposure will be great, and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the head of the beast," says the Lord. "Some wounds shall be so great, the head shall be no more. They shall be removed, some even from this earth, for stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar," says the Lord. "Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride capital shall now be their judge and jury," says the Lord. So that was back May 29, 2025. And then I told you, remember the word unearthed. December 20th, 2025. "Watch," says the Lord, "as this all unfolds, and shock begins in January." Shock begins in January, says the Lord. "At what is unearthed," "found out and stopped just short of their multi-point mark," says the Lord. What does the article say in it? I'll tell you the headline again. Unearthed filing shows top teacher union funneling of what shall be unearthed in January. So praise the Lord for that. Now, moving on, because apparently and allegedly as well, they're getting articles of impeachment ready for Governor Tim Walz. The House legislator is preparing them, and that will complete the prophecy that will go over again. It is that the leadership of Minnesota would have to step down in such scandal. So we're watching that as well. But Minnesota right now, boy, is it a cauldron. It is just blown like a powder keg in so many areas. Okay, let's go from Minnesota. We're going to take a trip across the globe to Iran right now. And I have the first 2 minutes of a clip here because the USS Abraham Lincoln has been deployed to the Middle East near Iran. So this is 2CTV. Continue to pray for him. He is in a hostile situation right now in London. So continue to pray for the safety of him and his family, him being Iranian himself, I believe. So we have the first 2 minutes of this clip, and we're going to play it for you now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 2CTV. And now it's sorted, the microphone. Hello and welcome to 2CTV. This is your global news channel, Amaya Toosey. And this morning, absolute chaos in British politics. The political right is falling apart. The Tories are taking over Reform UK, and Kemi Badenoch has sacked Robert Jenrick from the shadow cabinet. We're going to talk about all this. And also, today is going to be busy. We are going to be talking about the Middle East, Iran, and the United States. Of course, late last night, we had the US military changing their plans last minute. And we will talk about what happened there, what sort of messaging that sends. And of course, the US troops and the carrier, aircraft carriers, are still on their way from the South China Sea to the Middle East. So they're still on their way. It will take a few days for them to get there. But let's talk about what's going on in British politics. Mayhem, absolute mayhem. Where is my face? What's going on here today? It has not been a good start with everything that's been going on. I'm back, as you guys can tell. But let's talk about Kemi Badenoch, the leader of the Tory party and a close friend of Vice President JD Vance, woke up this morning and chose violence. Oh, yes. She chose violence. She decided to suddenly fire the essentially second most senior Conservative Party member right now. That is Robert Jenrick, the shadow Home Secretary. And the reason for this is quite hilarious. Based on the claims coming from the Conservative Party headquarters, central office, Kemi made a video instantly earlier announcing that Robert has been sacked. But why? Because he was plotting to defect to Reform UK this weekend. But
okay, now I have a couple of interesting things to say about this. I'm gonna do I had a prophecy from England Lower. I've actually brought it up in the notes to read it, because he went into that as well. And then we're gonna go into, because remember he said the South China Sea. We're going to get into that prophecy as well. So, May 29th, 2025, same word, global judgment at the altar of pride. This is what it says. The leadership of England, says the Lord, your pants shall fall, you shall be caught with them down, and it shall be an embarrassment to all of Parliament, says the Lord. Well, we are watching that begin to unfold, people, right now in England. But then if we go back to October 20th, 2023, with what he just said, that aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, was moved from the South China Sea to Iran. This prophecy is from October 20th, 2023, and this is what the word of the Lord says. And thus says the Lord, watch the South China Sea, says the Lord. Watch that area of the world where America has a base, for the dragon is ready to fire, capital. It is ready to breathe its fire where it believes none can stop it, given the eruption in the Middle East. South China Sea eruption in the Middle East. But this is back in 2023. Given the binding of former leaders in America, the dragon is seeking an occasion, for as the dragon feeds the prince of Persia, as it feeds, the prince of Persia shall assist the dragon in its exploits. Two enemies of Almighty God, the leadership come together and will make another very public display, capital, which shall be to their shame, says the Lord. For what shall you do, says the Lord, when I knock your feet out from under you? What shall you do when your podiums crumble and your voice turns so bitter that your people, that your own people, assist in weakening all the props propping you up in nations that are set to be threshed? They are set to be judged. I have given mercy, says the Lord. I have given time. However, those spirits thirst for blood, for power, and for what they have shed, for who they have spoken death over, for whom they have defied, capitals, to my face, says the Lord. They have defied me to my face. I, the Lord, shall begin to blot out their names and their attempts for advance shall start to lean and then fall, and they shall find themselves under the rubble, says the Lord. They shall. That's capital. Now, this is back October 20th, 2023, and he mentioned South China Sea, eruption in the Middle East, Persia, which is Iran, right? That he's going to knock their feet out from under them, right? What will you do, says the Lord, when I knock your feet out from under you? What shall you do when your podiums crumble and your voice turns so bitter that your people, that your own people assist in weakening all the props propping you up in the nations that are set to be threshed? This word was 2.5 years ago. We are watching that unfold now because the USS Abraham Lincoln just moved from the South China Sea over now to the Middle East because of the eruption in the Middle East and because of Persia, because the podiums of these leaders are being kicked out from under them and the people are assisting within that nation to weaken the props that are propping these leaders up. And watch China, because being that aircraft carrier was moved out of the South China Sea, I would watch to see if China, because the U.S. is tied up in a way in that area and watching what's going on, if China, the dragon, is going to rear up and try to breathe fire to take territory it wants to take in this time. Now, the USS Abraham Lincoln, that's the carrier they chose to move. It's prophetic. The name is prophetic for the time we are in, because Abraham Lincoln's tenure as the 16th president of the United States began March 4th, 1861, and ended upon his death on April 15th, 1865. Because he was assassinated. Lincoln was called on to handle both the political and military aspects of the Civil War, facing challenges in both spheres. And as commander-in-chief, he ordered the suspension of the constitutionally protected right to habeas corpus in the state of Maryland in order to suppress Confederate sympathizers. So to deal with agitators and sympathizers that were rising up and causing chaos and violence in the states, well, that's what we're looking at now too. Now, March 4th, 1861 is when he began his term. March 2nd and 3rd, 2026 this year, which is very close to that date, happens to be Purim, happens to also be a blood moon. Lincoln was president in a time of war and civil war. And if you look at what's erupted in our nation and globally, it's no mistake that it's the USS Abraham that's getting deployed. But what that means too is that you have to intercede and pray, because if the USS Abraham is on the move, that means the devourer that wants to steal, kill, and destroy and attempt to assassinate leadership in this time has gone on the move. If you're watching the Abraham Lincoln go on the move, know that the devourer in the realm of the spirit has gone out to try to assassinate leadership in this time. So you need to intercede and pray for the safety of the high leaders in this nation right now. The safety as well, I'm going to tell you, for Ron DeSantis, President Trump, his sons, Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, I'm telling you, you have to intercede and pray right now, because the fact that that's on the move should tip us off as to what the kingdom of darkness is going to deploy right now. All right, let's put up the next article, please. I'm sorry, I have the water bottle tonight. I don't have my cup. I'm so sorry. And we're going to get into the next article now. There's a lot happening all at once, guys. It's a lot. U.S. pulls some personnel from key Middle East bases amid Iran tensions. Moves come after Iran warned it would strike U.S. bases in the region if Washington intervenes. That's what you want to do after President Trump just went and got Maduro, yanked him out of his bed and brought him to New York? That's what you want to tell a man like that? That you're going to bomb the U.S. bases if they dare intervene? That's what you want to tell a guy like that, you know, because next he's going to be like, all right, we're coming there too. And all of a sudden the lights are going to go out in Iran and the planes are going to come in. We'll watch this happen all over again. So let me go on here. It's the truth though. It's the total truth. Okay. So in Dubai, The United States has begun withdrawing some personnel from key military bases in the Middle East as a precautionary measure amid sharply rising regional tensions linked to Iran, a U.S. official told Reuters on Wednesday. The move follows warnings from Tehran that it would strike American bases in the region if Washington intervenes militarily in Iran. They really aren't in a position to say they're going to bomb anything right now, but that's a whole different story. Where nationwide protests have been met with deadly crackdowns, which is true. And that is why Trump gave his most serious threat yet, which we are going to get into in a moment. But they have started withdrawing personnel from military bases in the Middle East. Now, that is telling me, too, that an attack on Iran is on the table. If they are withdrawing, because if they didn't plan on attacking Iran, they would keep everybody at the military bases. But the fact you're watching a withdrawal and a pulling out happen should signal to us that an attack from Iran on Iran is on the table and potentially imminent at any moment. Remember what President Trump did to Iran last time? He deployed one set of stealth fighters to Guam to throw everybody off, and he deployed the other set to go right into Iran when he said he wasn't going to do anything. So this is why I'm saying watch the scramble when it comes to these things like military bases, U.S. bases in the Middle East, because that's going to tell you a lot. We also have another article here I'm going to put up for you, because the military is stacking up all their chess pieces right now in the Middle East. And we're going to show you this article because it's live updates of the continued Iran protests that have only continued to grow across the country. It's only continued to grow from there. And it's not backing down. The people aren't backing down this time. U.S. military ramps up presence in the Middle East amid rising tensions. As the protests continue to rise in Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump has paused plans, so he says, for a military strike on Iran. He spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who urged him to, quote, be careful amid rising tensions. Advisors reportedly warned that a strike would, quote, not topple Iran's government and could trigger wider conflict. Gulf countries, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Oman, stepped in with last-minute diplomacy. They told Trump to, quote, give Iran a chance. Isn't that a song? Isn't that a song? Give gifts with so-and-so a chance. What's the name of that song? And they're throwing Iran in there. Yep. Uh-huh. Give peace a chance. And now it's give Iran a chance and avoid a war that could destabilize the region. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned the country of consequences if it continues violent acts against its own citizens, saying Tehran, quote, better behave. Trump announced that any country doing business with the Islamic Republic would face a 25% tariff on all trade conducted with the United States. Well, first you got Maduro that broke a whole country, and now you got the Ayatollah that broke a whole country. So Trump setting up, it looks like, to potentially go in there. And then here's another Fox News article about this. There's a couple of them here I want to show you, and then we're going to show you a word from the Lord. But there's a couple more that in the middle of this is fascinating and is showing us sort of how the pieces are moving around right now. Trump credits halted Iran executions for delaying military strikes. Trump said he, quote, greatly respects that Iran has reportedly canceled planned executions. President Donald Trump signaled why he's held off on military strikes on Iran amid nationwide protests after claiming the country had canceled executions for hundreds of Iranians. Now, this is Iran's go-to, always, is to persecute their own people. This is when it comes to communism, when it comes to Islam, when it comes to Marxism, there is always a crackdown, a persecution on their own people, and a slaughtering of their own people in order to try to maintain power in the nation. We watch this happen throughout history over and over again, and this is no different. I think President Trump is giving them a sliver of a chance to just say he gave it before he actually goes in, shuts all their lights off like he did Venezuela, and goes in with the stealth bombers and completely obliterates the Ayatollah and the generals and the Iran Revolutionary Guard. So I think he's waiting for a moment. I don't think his patience is going to be very long in this, to be very honest with you, because Iran suffers from stupid, meaning the leadership. The leadership of Iran suffers from stupid. And they constantly renege on what they say. And President Trump, we have seen from Venezuela, is a man of action. And when he says, we're coming, they're coming. So that is something I wanted to show you. But then this Secret Service one, because this ties, I'm going to give you the prophecy after this. But this is a Fox News article. Look what Iran did after they halted executions. So they halted the executions, praise God, for, you know, that the people of Iran, you know, are safe for now. But Secret Service is aware after Iranian state TV airs Trump threat featuring photo of Butler assassination attempt. Broadcast showed photo of bloody Trump from Butler rally assassination attempt with threatening caption in Farsi, which is their language. Iranian state television aired a vile threat against President Trump. I can't believe they, yes, I can't believe they did this. Against President Trump earlier this week, referencing the 47th president's near assassination while on the campaign trail in Butler, Pennsylvania in 2024. Remember I told you the USS Abraham Lincoln being deployed is a sign of what is being deployed from the kingdom of darkness in the realm of the spirit, and the devourer has gone out to assassinate. This is why. You see, when these things pop up, it's the kingdom of darkness making the announcement, because they'll announce it always first, that they're going to go after high leadership, and this is why we have to intercede and pray. The caption below the photo written in Farsi said, this time it, meaning the bullet, won't miss. According to I-24 News correspondent Amakia Stein, who posted a screenshot of the television clip on his X account. That's what's going on. That's what's being announced. So as the Abraham Lincoln's being deployed towards Iran, this is what they're announcing. And this is what the kingdom of darkness is announcing. And we have to pay close attention to that and intercede and pray and legislate before the throne of God to expose, thwart, and dismantle those attempts. I want to go back to a word from the Lord from July 3rd, 2025, when it comes to Iran. Now, there's years of prophecy, praise God, with Iran, but this was one of the most strongly worded. It was back in July, July 3rd, 2025. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, posture your hearts, my capital people. Posture your hearts before me, says the Lord. As I, the Lord, am mightily moving within the earth, posture yourselves with a cloak of reverence and humility, says the Lord, for my might and power is about to bring the fear capital of the Lord into your nation and the nations of the earth, says the Lord. My servant Daniel fasted and prayed and postured himself to receive the message from Gabriel, says the Lord, as the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece both arose to oppose in that time, says the Lord. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood. Yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their necks, says the Lord. And for such, the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord. And their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched shut, says the Lord. For the leadership has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leader, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. What did Iran put in Farsi on state television? The assassination attempt on President Trump. Okay, because it's the time of the Esther 2 moment, and it's a time where the devourer has gone out to attempt to assassinate because of the territory that the kingdom of darkness is on the verge of losing right now. And when he says he's going to break the neck of Iran, without the neck, the head can't stand. So first the economy collapse, which is sort of like, right, the neck and the spine of Iran, and that breaks, and then it causes a great implosion from within, and it causes all these protests. But without the neck, the head cannot stand. So we're literally watching the neck of Iran in this time be broken for the head to come down so it can no longer stand. So I just wanted to share that with you as well, because there's a lot of movement right now around that area, and it can change in a moment's notice. So you never know. Something could happen over the weekend. You'll see me back on if something huge happens over the weekend, because this is rapidly changing, and it is destabilizing, and we're keeping a close watch prophetically on it as well. Now, we're going to change gears here, because we're going to somebody who apparently is sympathizing with Iran right now. And that is Candace Owens. But she did something that I want to make a teaching moment here to show you something about testing the spirit, right? Because the words could be right, but the breath is wrong. The word could be right, but the source from which it's coming from stinks. And so Kim Clement used to say that a lot. The words may be right, but the breath is wrong. There's a gentleman, he's Jewish, and he's got a podcast. His name is, it's called the Nissim Black Show. Lovely gentleman. He had a compilation, a really good one, of what Candace Owens said about her dreams. Now, after calling Israel an occultic state, I would like to examine her own words, because of the out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, the word of God says. In reference to her dreams that she has spoken about in such depth. Now, I will say this as a disclaimer. Does the Lord give dreams? Yes, absolutely. But familiar spirits give dreams too. Familiar spirits can influence people in their dreams. And in this compilation he played, she made references to herself as Miss Cleo, the character from the Psychic Hotline. Okay. And then she made reference to Harry Potter and wizards pertaining to her dreams. All of these references are occultic symbols. All these references are references from the occult. Not once has she made a biblical reference. All of her references are psychics, wizards, Harry Potter, Miss Cleo, when she's talking about her dreams. And you see, that's the source. Then the source from which she is drawing is not pure. If that's how she's equating it, and that's how she's speaking, the source from which she's drawing this is not pure, which means the source of the dreams that she's claiming, where Charlie Kirk came to her and said he was betrayed, the source of these dreams most likely cannot be Almighty God. In fact, familiar spirits can disguise themselves, because they're masquerading spirits, as familiar people to you in dreams to get you to agree and come in alignment with what is false, or with what is partially true, but coming from a source of darkness, which then you come into agreement with darkness, their agenda, and then they begin can begin to move you in the direction they want you to go, to be a tool and speak and be a talking point for the kingdom of darkness. And Charlie Kirk coming to her in a dream is not Charlie Kirk. I believe it's a masquerading spirit that now has craftily gotten her to be guided by its influence, which makes agreements and covenant, which then gives them access to many areas of their lives once they come to agreement with that. She has not once tested that spirit. She hasn't even te she hasn't tested it. She hasn't mentioned anything to do with testing it. She doesn't know from what kingdom this is coming, because it hasn't been tested. And 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Instead, test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets and teachers have gone out into the world. By this you know and recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges and confesses the fact that Jesus Christ has actually come in the flesh as a man is from God. God is its source. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus Christ, acknowledging that he has come in the flesh, but would deny any of the Son's true nature, is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is now already in the world. You see, we have clear instructions on testing, and we have clear instructions about that spirits that are from God confess the fact that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Not once when talking about these dreams has she say she tested it and what this spirit responded. And we are to test it because masquerading spirits can morph themselves into familiar people to get you to put your trust in their information, to get you in agreement and covenant with them in order then to lure you into the depths of the abyss from which they come. And that is what we, I believe, in this case, are watching happen. And she needs prayer. That's what I'm going to say. You don't have to like people to pray for them. But she needs prayer because they can bring people under great delusion and get them to believe many things where some of it may be right. The words may be right, but the breath is wrong. The source from which it's coming is tainted, is corrupted, it's wrong, and it's not of God. Now, this is why when we get in the discipline of prayer and in the word, especially in the temperature we are in this nation and globally, we have to see prayer as a discipline. This is why with what we see with Candace Owens, with the Conservative Party, with what's going on with Iran in Minnesota and in the United States and in Europe, we have to see prayer as more than just words with the temperature we are in right now. You're not just praying. You're making a legal case in heaven. This is a legislative event. We need to understand this and take this as such. When we pray, it is a legislative event. Because the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So when we pray, it's actually a legislative event, and we are making a legal case in heaven. You see, nations are at stake right now. Alliances are shifting. Globally, things are realigning. There are evictions going out. There is a weight of conviction that is going to bear down personally all the way to the highest levels of leadership in the nations. And we have to understand as the church our role in all of this. When we see all of this happening, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down destruction of strongholds, prayer is one of those weapons. And prayer is far more sophisticated than we think with everything we see going on. Prayer is attached to the legal system of heaven, and the word of God is admissible evidence before God's throne. James 5:16 says, "The effective fervent prayers of a righteous man do indeed availeth much." Prayer is a discipline attached to a legal outcome in the spirit, which alters events in the natural. You are not just praying, you are legislating. We are called the ecclesia for a reason, which is a legal ruling body. We as the church are a legal ruling body. You are dealing with legalities in the spirit that move matters in the natural. You are nullifying the enemy's campaigns. You are rendering void and powerless the legal weight of the enemy's arguments. Prayer and intercession are deployed to contend against and dismantle sophisticated arguments in high places. 2 Corinthians 10:4-7, which is interesting, 4-7, 47, which is the presidency we're in right now. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." You are ratifying the promises of God and legally authorizing them to manifest in your life. We have been given power and authority from on high through Christ Jesus to litigate against the attacks of the enemy and dismantle their inner workings. We've literally been given power through Christ Jesus to litigate against the attacks of the enemy. Almighty God is the righteous judge, and Jesus Christ is our advocate, and the blood of Christ gives legal testimony and defense before the court of Almighty God on our behalf. And it's about time we, as the church, begin to understand this. It's about time that we begin to understand, here comes Cyrus, that the blood of Christ gives legal testimony and defense before the court of Almighty God. And it's time we understand that the legal system of heaven, which is the highest court, and that prayer is a legislative action which not only affects and changes circumstances in your lives, but in entire nations, cities, towns, globally. You shift your perspective about prayer and you will experience the incredible effects of it in your life. We have to see this as a legislative event right now when we are interceding and praying, whether it's personally, whether it's family line, whether it's the nation, whether it's for other nations, that we are making a legal case in heaven and litigating against the arguments, the sophisticated arguments in high places that Satan has attempted to argue against the people of God. We need to understand that this is what prayer is. This is so much more than just words. They hold a legal weight in the realm of the spirit. And that legal weight has been ratified to litigate and to legislate when it comes to, in the spirit, affecting the natural. Because what happens in the spirit bears weight on the natural. So we have to understand this because of the time we're in and what we see going on and the filth we see being spewed on both sides, conservative and Democrat, and what we watch people saying and the eruption in civil war from within. And all of these words have weight. And we have power from on high through Christ Jesus to litigate the weight of those words that are actually being deployed, that are actually meant to do more harm than good. We have the ability to litigate and strike them down. And we have to understand that with what we see happening right now in the nation and the nations of the earth, what the incredibly effective, serious, important role that prayer has in all of this and discernment has in all of this, when we are watching the lunacy unfold on the conservative side, and we're watching what's unfolding in Iran, and we're watching what's unfolding in Europe and in Minnesota and in other areas of the country, we need to understand that this is our role as the church to litigate these things and what is going on. So praise the Lord for that. I wanted to share that with you again at the end because it's so, so important when it comes to prayer and our role as the church. Now, for the last 10 minutes or so, he's been so patient waiting while I've been off and running like the roadrunner. But Rob from YWAM in Alaska is here. And there's a revival going on in Alaska. No, it's not just the grizzly bears and the moose and everybody else that's involved. It is the people in Alaska. It is the natives as well. And so we're going to bring Rob on for a few minutes to talk about this. We'll put up his website too, if you're interested. Hi, Rob.
How are you doing, Amanda?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. We've definitely been praying for Chris up here at our base.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a war.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome.
We're seeing a lot of traction. It's actually interesting what you were saying about legislation and, mm-hmm. Praying in the spiritual realm over things. We work in a village in Alaska called Minto, M-I-N-T-O, and we've been working there for about 18 years. The first like 5 years that we were working there, we seen a lot of death. We seen probably 28 people die from either suicide, murder, overdose, alcohol intoxication, so on and so forth. And one night when we were there, about 5 years into it, we actually encountered the spirit of death there, and we came against it. We warred against it. And from that time up until this last June, we haven't had an accidental death. We haven't had an overdose. We haven't had a suicide. for almost 14 years. And then in June, actually, we had a suicide, and one of my staff members for YWAM Denali here, it was her cousin. So we flew up that day and to pray over the village, to go to war, to go to legislation and say, you're not welcome here. And the dad of that young lady who committed suicide asked if I would do her funeral. And so I agreed to it because I had done his wife's funeral the year before. She had died of natural causes. But I said, if I do this, you know what you're going to get, man. Like, I'm going to preach the gospel with fire. We did. Eight people came to Christ.
Praise God.
There was a young man later on that day. He called me up. It was actually her brother. He called me up. I went over to his house. He basically said, like, I my life is a mess. I said, it's because you have no hope. He got born again. That was in June. Fast forward to October 15th. Now, October in Alaska is not like October over on the East
Coast. Tell us about October in Alaska for a minute, Rob.
Well, it was October 15th. It was about 32 degrees, which was actually warmer than what it normally is. We actually just got done with a cold snap that was almost 50 below for
that's
over
negative
a month.
50 for all of you who
It's been very cold, but then it warmed up today to 42 above, so we're excited.
Wow, that's some swing. Okay.
but anyway, so he came over October 15th. He came over to our mission house up there, and he said, I've got a problem. What's that? And I said, I haven't been baptized yet. And I'm like, well, the church up here does not have a baptismal, and the river it has ice forming on it. It was 10 o'clock at night, and he goes, well, we better go down and do it then. So at 10 o'clock at night, we walked down at 32 degrees and baptized this young native kid. And then revival started breaking out. Our YWAM team was able to see about 10% of the non-believers in Mento come to Christ just since June until now.
Wow. Okay.
They actually have almost, my daughter actually married into that village, her and her husband are doing youth group up there every week. They have 13 of the like 16, 17 students that are in high school are coming to their youth group. And we run Youth with a Mission Denali. And our target is we really want to have Alaskan Native young men and women come and do the DTS, the discipleship training program. The discipleship training program lasts for 3 months here at our campus, and then it's 2 months somewhere in the world. So we always have a group that stays in Alaska.
Okay.
Last year we did almost 400 miles on the Tananon Yukon River.
Wow.
And then we went to India and Nepal last year. What was interesting about it is one of the high school seniors came to me from Mento and said, hey, I really want to do this DTS, but I'm still in high school and like I have a really good GPA and all that stuff. I went to her principal and I told him the situation because she doesn't graduate until May. We start April 1st. He is letting her go without any deduction from her grades or anything else. So we have about 12 students right now signed up. And we're going to cap the school this year at 22.
Okay.
And so we really wanted to, you know, spread the word about what God is doing here in Alaska, but also about YWAM Denali. In the lecture phase, if you don't already know, you learn how to hear the voice of God. You learn how to do legislation in the spiritual realm.
Amen. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
Yep. You know, we very much, you know, the fivefold ministry is definitely alive and well, and it needs to be taught so that people understand it and are able to operate in their gifts that God has given them. So,
amen.
Yeah.
And that's needed. That's needed in Alaska. You know why? Because you guys got to legislate because Russia is not far from there.
That's right.
And
that's
you don't know what Russia's going to do in the middle of all of this. So you guys are like the line of defense up there as far as prayer when it comes to Russia.
Yeah, it was actually, there was a prophecy that Alaska was actually like strategically in the spiritual realm. Alaska was a major hub spiritually for the world, because you know, we are that stopping point before you get over into, you know, Russia and Europe and all that. So
you absolutely are, you know, and there's a lot of spiritual activity in Alaska for a reason. So, because I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's amazing to see what God's doing, because the Alaska natives are really starting to come alive spiritually. And that's much needed, because I firmly believe Alaska natives reaching Alaska natives is
the way
where it needs to be.
So. Yeah, because they live their life. They understand the hardships, the struggles, the history, the ancestry. They, you know, you're right.
That's you know, teaching them, you know, they're, you know, Alaska is not an unreached people group. It's an, but I would say it's an unengaged people group. You know, the gospel came back in the, you know, 60s and 70s. And, you know, like there's one village that we work in. They're it's a village of about 80 people. And there's only one Christian witness up there in that village, to my knowledge. So they don't have a church. They want us to build a church. It's interesting. Yeah.
So, well, that would be wonderful, Rob. So if people want to learn more about this, they go to YWAMDenali.com. Is that what they do?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what you're doing?
Yes. YWAMDenali.com. Hey. My buddy Aaron Antis is actually helping us do
Build
a bigger website. Yes. But YWAMDenali.com, that's where you can go on and learn more about it. My phone number is on there on the website. Any questions that you have, shoot me a text, write us an email. You can contact us on there. There is no age limit for the DTS, Discipleship Training School. But usually our, you know, but the target, because it is youth with a mission, is 18 years old or have graduated high school. Cause we do have a 17-year-old coming who's already graduated. You know, from like 18 to like 30, 35 is kind of like who normally applies. Yeah. But 2 years ago, we had a 66-year-old doctor that came to it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's all wonderful. So it's open.
Yeah. It's very much open. Yeah. This is, we're entering into our third school that we've run from our campus here. And like I said, we're shooting for 22 students. That's where we're going to cap it at.
Okay.
And we're going to see the gospel go forward with fire.
Amen, Rob. Amen. So they could go to www.ywamdenali.com to learn more. Rob's phone number is on there. He announced it, everyone.
That's right.
Prepare yourself, Rob. But then, Rob, thank you for coming on and for praying for Chris.
And we will continue to pray for Chris. And I get my updates from a source that you know. So
yes, we have a mutual source in common. Yes, we do.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you so
much. God bless you, Rob. Thank you.
God bless you.
Rob's been trying to get me to Alaska for a while now. And he's shaking his head yes about it. So at some point we will, Chris and I, while he is feeling better, we will venture up that way, and you'll see me in flannels and boots. And so it'll be all fun for everyone to watch me all dressed down in Alaska. But yes, please go check that out. They're doing amazing things in Alaska. Also, couple of other action items before we end tonight. arcofgrace.org/events. If you go there, we've put everything in one place that you're looking for. Address, ways to help, events as well. So go to arcofgrace.org/events if you're looking for those things, all in one place. Also, we posted the video to all of our social media. Please go watch it, of Grace and Charlotte. Grace, our horse at the sanctuary, finally came home after being away for months and in the medical rehab barn after emergency surgery. And what we did was we brought Charlotte to stay at the medical rehab barn for the winter and have them work on her leg, where she could actually get round-the-clock medical care. So Charlotte and Grace got to see each other for about 5 minutes, and it's quite amazing they remembered each other. So we have the whole video of the whole journey that me and the team took. Please go watch that. It's on all of our platforms, all of our Ark of Grace Sanctuary and Ark of Grace Ministries platforms. It's all up. Two more things. First of all, we're going to put up Amazon. So we have an Amazon store with Amazon Associates. We get so many emails about everyday things we use at the sanctuary, products that I use. And Amazon, I think, should have to give into the kingdom of God. You guys shop there anyway, so why not have them have to give in to God's kingdom and his work. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. We're adding products every day that we use. And so this is easy to do it this way because we get so many emails, our staff does, about different products I use that I like, food I like to use for the animals as well, hair care products, health products I like to use. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on the Amazon link, and it will take you to the Amazon store. The books, Revolutionary War and Brace for Impact, are on there as well, which is coming out in April, Brace for Impact. And Givaderm. The lovely ladies of Givaderm. You can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. It is truly food for your face. Amazing skincare. Some of the best I have ever used, and in glass jars, which is so much healthier for you than plastic or aluminum. So important that we stress that. They also have scrubs for you. They have body lotions and soaps. We use them all. The Mother Slugger I like to use as a primer, but I use the Skin System, and so does Chris. The Givaderm ladies love to send Chris his own little gift packages, so he looks very forward to that. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. All right, everyone, we're going to land this plane right now. We got to land it at some point, so we're going to land the plane now. So God bless everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other psalms up there for you as well, because the word is living, active, and current for every generation. You have to speak it. You have to activate it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. That's also in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I speak those scriptures literally every single day, because it is a sword. You have to swing a sword for it to be effective. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, I incorporate that into my prayer life. The order of that prayer is so important for our prayer walk with the Lord. And we also have Hebrews 11 up there, because it's one of the greatest chapters on faith that exists. Come here, Toby. You want to come up and say hi? Come on. You want to come up and say hi? Okay. Ready? Ready? Okay. As we're leaving, here's Toby. So God bless everyone. Cyrus is sleeping out there. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be putting out shorts, and we'll be back on live early next week, if not sooner, if something happens, everyone. So have a wonderful weekend. Shabbat shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters. And Toby says, keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this, because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. Maha is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.